Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Radical feminists would like for the American people to believe that the Bible is oppressive toward women. Dr. Letty Russell, a Presbyterian preacher, called Paul the supreme male chauvinist and affirmed that we ought to call God she half the time and the Holy Spirit she all the time. What the feminists choose to ignore is the fact that Christian women are the most liberated women on earth. No, I do not mean liberated in the sense that they have no obligations to their husbands or to their children. I mean liberated to choose to serve the living God, to have homes without pressures from the radical elements in our society, and to contribute to the progress of humanity in the way they choose to do. Peter refers to wives and husbands as being heirs together of the grace of life. 1 Peter 3:7. The expression heirs together means joint heirs or fellow heirs. Surely Peter cannot be saying that women are as precious in the sight of God as men are. My friends, that is precisely what he is saying. God loves women in exactly the same way he loves men. He gives them the same grace and mercy he extends to males. Few passages in the Bible make that truth plainer than these verses from Galatians 3. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:26-29. But if what I have read to you from 1 Peter 3:7 and Galatians 3 is true, and it is unquestionably true, why did God appoint the husband as head of the wife and make men preachers, elders, deacons, and other leaders in the church? How can men only serve as heads of their homes and leaders in the church without discriminating against women? My friends, God ordained that every institution, whether civil, religious, or familial, should have some order. He knew these institutions could not function without that order. He decided, in his infinite wisdom, to require men to be the heads of their homes and the leaders of the church. Since God himself made those decisions, who am I, or who are you, to question his wisdom? What if all husbands and wives had to make the decision at the beginning of their marriages regarding who would be the leader in the home? Do you not see God's wisdom in making arrangements as to who would be the head of the home and the leaders in the church? It removes the vying for position which would inevitably follow if he had not made those decisions. Am I saying that all husbands have been and are being good leaders in their homes? The truth is that many of us husbands have mistreated our wives, not necessarily physically, and our children, by failing to be the kind of husbands and fathers God wants us to be and which our families deserve. We have been derelict in our duties and have brought shame, confusion, and heartaches into our families. My fellow husbands, there is no excuse for such behavior on our part. We are heirs together with our wives of the grace of life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is directed to all human beings, both male and female. Each of us has the opportunity and the obligation to listen to the words of life, believe in the gospel message, and obey it from the heart. Each of us will be judged according to the deeds done in the body. All of us have the same promise of eternal life if we live for God Almighty. And there is no distinction. Romans 3:23. My friends, we thank you for listening today. Please continue to listen until the next time we are together.